This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Great to be with you. And if I can get my headsets on right,
You always have problems with the headset there. It's a little problem.
I think we'll be in good shape once I be able to do that.
Welcome to the show, everybody. A big new year for you. We're kicking things off along all the other great stations we're on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Sports Byline. Also now on Channel 211 on Sirius XM. Glad to have all of the great listeners there with us on Sirius XM Radio to take care of all your needs. This is the show that takes you behind the scenes in the world of sports. We are known as the Sports Lounge, and the guy that stars in the show is the all-pro defensive end, guy who had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That record will stand forever. And also the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. That's the guy that's here with us today on the show.
Well, it's great to be with you. I've got my situation untangled over here, so we're in good shape here. I hope everybody's having a great time. It's toward the end of the year. We're at the beginning of a new year, and I'm thrilled to say that I'm eager to face the trials and tribulations of 2019. What about you?
I am. You and I spent the year end going out to dinner together and kind of reveling out the old year and bringing in the new. You had what you didn't wear it as much as I thought you would. One of those nice New Year's Eve hats that actually had flashing lights on it. But it wasn't the right size for your head, so you and I actually went with the trucker caps that said Happy New Year. And they was quite colorful and looked good. We had a little chicken dish, didn't we, at Angela's and Vinci's?
Angela and Vinci's, yes, we did.
We had a little food there.
Yeah, we had a good time out there.
Good place to go and dine and everything. And now we're ready to get into it. Did you watch a lot of the bowl games? We're going to talk about that here.
Yeah. What happened to my sheet? My sheet of paper here. I'll have to get it, but... But I had a couple things written down here. There were more bowl games I've never heard of in my entire life. And it is a, I don't know if it's worth talking about or not. But
it's worth talking about, and we're going to ask your comments.
But you have those papers over there, don't you?
We're going to have to ask you about your comments on that. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is here, so what's your New Year's resolution? If you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. That's right, you heard me right, free shipping. You also will get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever. Free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter my promo code BAR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BAR.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/radio. BlinkProtect.com/radio. Blink is an Amazon company.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, everybody.
Yeah, thanks so very much. And I just got my news, my sheet of information.
You found it?
My sheet of information here. I don't want to dwell on this or dine out on it. I just want, there's a couple of things in here that, you know, every year there's a new bowl, and I swear they add bowls. We've got like 30 of them. And the Pinstripe Bowl, which is played in Yankee Stadium. The Cheez-It Bowl.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was it. The TCU, listen to this. How about playing in the Cheez-It Bowl and having paraphernalia that says Cheez-It Bowl participant, and TCU wins in overtime 10-7 over Cal.
That was at Chase Field in Phoenix where they played the Cheez-It Bowl.
And it's something you don't want to be associated with. And then you've got the Music Bowl, Camping World Bowl.
That's a good one.
And where, you know, if anything you want to know about camping equipment, and the loser gets a sleeping bag.
How about the Gasparilla Bowl? That was a good one, too.
That's always a good one.
Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. These are real bowl games.
Military Bowl, of course, that's when both teams are allowed to carry weapons.
The Frisco Bowl, which a lot of people thought was San Francisco. No, there is a place called Frisco, Texas, and they played that at
Stadium. It's right above Austin. I mean, it's right there above Dallas, Frisco.
The First Responder Bowl, that did not get played. That was canceled. Boston College and Boise State due to lightning, I think, and that was the Cotton Bowl in Dallas.
Someone had to respond someplace else.
They did.
The Red Box Bowl.
That's it.
Oregon 7-6 over Michigan State. What a boring game at Levi Stadium, which, by the way, is where the championship game is going to be played.
Before you get off the Red Box Bowl, they've got the 7-Elevens, and at supermarkets you can rent movies and stuff. That's a good one. But let's talk about the championship game here now. This does shape up to be probably the best bowl game, don't you think?
What's that bowl called?
That's the College Football Playoff National Championship Game Bowl.
Okay.
And that's going to be played at Levi's Stadium, as you mentioned.
That's where the 49ers play, up there in San Francisco.
Santa Clara.
Sugar Bowl, Rose Bowl game, Fiesta Bowl, Citrus Bowl, Outback Bowl. I always, honestly, when I first heard about the Outback Bowl, I thought immediately of, going out back.
That's good food. They have salmon at the Outback Steakhouse. You would like the Outback Steak because they have good salmon there. They
reminded me of camping.
You like salmon, and you would have it there.
Go out back and
that's it. Now let's talk the Monday night game coming up here, because it's the 1-2 team, Alabama, Clemson. Tua Tagovailoa is going to be the quarterback, doing a very good job. I'm going with Alabama on this.
Very good, by the way.
That Trevor Lawrence, the guy,
on the name.
Is good, a good. Thank you. Trevor Lawrence is a little tougher to say. He's with Clemson, but they keep saying that Trevor is going to have his freshman moment or whatever. But he's been just moving along really well. This, I hope, matches up to be a pretty darn good game. So who are you picking? What's the Fred Dreyer look here?
Here it is. It's either the birth of a great future quarterback at Clemson, or it's going to be the fact that he's too young at this point in time. He needs another year or two of seasoning. So I got to go with Alabama, because they're the prohibitive favorite. Is it, what, four points?
Something like that.
But for all the right reasons, there's not enough negatives to say, no, I think Clemson's going to beat them. Can they beat them? Yes. Have they beat them in the past? Yes, they have. And will they beat them? The odds are no. So I'm going with Alabama.
Now, a lot of people may not know this, and our new listeners on SiriusXM Channel 211 may not know that you played in San Diego. Did you play in any bowl games in your college years? Were you up for anything there with you were in San Diego?
Well, my junior year, we played in the Camellia Bowl. We played San Francisco State.
How did that turn out?
Up there. We won.
Good.
The Aztecs won, It was a non sequitur, it was uneventful. It had rained that whole week, so it was kind of a sloppy game,
Right.
It is what it is. Who was the coach at UCLA here? This is a local question for you. Who was the head coach for UCLA Bruins here?
John Wooden comes
right
to mind.
After.
But that's a different.
No.
Yeah.
It's basketball.
Basketball.
He was the quarterback at San Francisco State.
Don't know.
He was the head coach at UCLA football team. And he was. We played against him. He was the quarterback at San Francisco State.
And you guys beat him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that means.
Well, here's what people don't know is the fact that you, with your career, signing with the New York Giants, then playing for so many great years with the Los Angeles Rams. What they don't know is that in your college days, and you and I have talked about this many times, but tell the audience again the coaching staff you had at San Diego State. This is the most incredible thing ever. Your coaches.
Our coaches.
Your coaches,
at San Diego State. Okay, let's see. Don Coryell was the head coach.
Don Coryell, the head coach.
Yeah. John Madden was the defensive coach.
John Madden, defense, yeah. Ernie Zambezi.
Ernie Zambezi was the defensive backfield coach.
There you go.
Rod Dauhauer. Damn. Was the quarterback's wide receiver coach. See, we didn't have 17 coaches, 19 coaches like these teams have today.
The four you had were like 17 coaches.
And Joe Gibbs was the offensive line coach.
This is the coaching staff you had at San Diego State. This is amazing. So you show up on that field, preparing for the game with that coaching staff and taking it here to this day. Did they really drill it into you? This is what we're going to do against San Francisco when you're playing in this? Did you have a game plan?
Well, sure you have a game plan. It's like anything else you do. But I was ineligible to play because I was a junior college transfer.
Oh.
I came in halfway through the season.
Gotcha.
So I was able to play my junior year, but I was not able to participate
in a
bowl game.
Wow.
If we were to go that year, my junior 67.
Right.
At my junior year. So we went to the Camellia Bowl. We're like 10-1 or something like that.
Wow.
And then we went to play San Francisco State up there, and I came along for the ride, but I did not play.
Oh, that's so.
But that's all right.
You played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You got to play. There was no restriction on you. You had to play in the Super Bowl when you were there. And what was that, 1970, 69, was that you were in the Super Bowl?
Well, when we were in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, when the Rams were in the Super Bowl.
No.
What year was that?
1980.
79.
After the 79 season, but it was January of 1980.
69, you signed up with, that's when you started your play. I'm sorry, I got confused there.
And so what was always of interest to me was the relationship and the philosophy of just what the hell you were doing as a football player. I mean, every team goes to practice. Every team has a specific way of doing things. They all have their degree of talent and the depth and all this stuff. But what was interesting to me and how it played out over my college career, which is 2 years, but over my 13 years professionally, was just how well I was prepared as a collegiate player. I was really fortunate to be with Don Coryell and those group of people.
And John Madden and all that, come on.
Yeah, all
that's
of
an
that
all-star
stuff.
Cast
all
there.
That stuff. And plus, you know, not only it's what you learn, X's and O's, but they instill in you a way of how to win and how to play. They instill in you the elements necessary to compete successfully.
Hope that's still around in these college days. We'll find out Monday night.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $21.95. Are you kidding? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 508-5774.
Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, sort of counting down the score. Stories of the week, the politics of sports, behind the scenes look. By the way, Bob Toledo was who you were thinking of.
But Bob Toledo, yep.
Head coach, and he was the quarterback with San Francisco when San Diego played them.
That's right. Thank
those,
you.
Those many years ago. Thanks
he
to
was
Mike
a good.
Gary.
He was a very good quarterback, by the way.
Was he good?
Yeah, and a good coach, too.
All right, sad note in the news. A lot of people passing away here, but... none better than this great guy that we loved in wrestling, Mean Gene Okerlund. Huh? Isn't he one of the greats? Mean Gene was the best, wasn't
God,
he?
God, I loved him. He had the perfect delivery of sarcasm and that you could ever imagine. And
he was great.
His interaction with people like Randy Savage. And
Bobby the Brain Heenan and he Bobby used to get Brain. Together. Those
Is
two
Bobby
together.
The Brain still around?
No, Bobby the Brain. We lost him a few years back.
He's
Bobby
gone,
the,
too.
He was great. Bobby the Brain would talk about the...
Well, he was the scientist.
The Bushwhackers were the marching munchkins or whatever. He didn't come up with names for these guys. And Mean Gene would
get Bushwhackers,
that scum.
That's
the Bushwhackers, right? Call them the marching, I don't know.
He was just, God.
And Mean Gene would just scowl at him, and they'd go together, and they'd kind of fight in the broadcast booth.
They always remind me, many years ago, I don't know where you guys lived growing up, but here in L.A., we always had Dick Lane live from the Olympic Auditorium.
In the early days of wrestling,
In the early days of wrestling, in the 60s and late 50s and 60s. We had Nelly Dick Lane, and he would have at the halfway mark before the main event, he would have locker room laments.
Yeah.
And he would bring in all the wrestlers you had seen earlier in the program, usually the winners and the losers.
The Bruiser, the Destroyer.
Yeah, and Tojo.
Yeah.
And he'd have...
Gorgeous George.
And he always had Freddie Blassie, my favorite.
Yeah, Freddie Blassie.
And he'd come in and goes, this guy here, folks, I'm telling you, he's just the nastiest man I've ever met in my life. And you'd hear Freddie Blassie in the offstage go, let me tell you something, you pencil neck gig. Where is that weasel? And then the guy would come in, and he was great. He was gorgeous. He looked like Gorgeous George. He had blonde hair. He was built. He was tan. These guys had the greatest freaking tans. I couldn't tell you. I met Freddie Blassie in Hawaii in December of '68 when I went over for the Hula Bowl.
And did you go up against him in any kind of a match?
No, but tell us
about.
We were staying at the Moana Surf Rider, That morning, you know, there was a bunch of people milling about. So we went out on the beach, and I saw this guy. I'm the first one in my group that saw. I said, that's Freddie Blassie. He went, no, it's not. So I walked halfway out to the ocean side.
Yeah.
I walked out, and I said, Freddie Blassie. He goes, yeah. And he turns around, and he had a pair of binoculars with him. And I said, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm a big fan of yours. You used to see what Dick Lane goes. Yeah, Dick Lane's a gentleman. He's a really gentleman. So he had his glasses, and he says, I'm watching my grandson surf.
So he had the glasses,
he had
binoculars watching the kid.
And he was about 100 yards off, you know, off from the water, but he was halfway on the sand, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were sitting there, and he says, there he is over there. And he talked nothing about his grandson, talked nothing about wrestling at all. He was just great. He was very, very human. And I welcomed breaking the membrane between, you know, of always wanting to be hear him lament and be a wise guy, you know.
He was good.
And I loved him.
And so he, you know, Mean Gene Okerlund missing. We have a little, if he can't, Mean Gene, Randy Macho Man, if you want to take a listen here. This is good. See what we have here for you on this one. Well, apparently we don't have that for you there to go, but we will get it up for you in a second when we come back here.
Randy Macho Man, yeah. He was my, other than Blassie, he was my favorite. Hulk was great too, but Macho Man was just so totally preposterous.
Together, course, those guys
but
were
he
great.
But he had the greatest uniforms.
They did.
And he took so so many steroids. He looked like he was going to split right down the middle.
They actually, he was great. And then apparently, Mean Gene had a couple of liver transplants or whatever. And so I don't know what he died of, but he was, I believe, 76 years young. And that's 76. Too young to leave us here. But okay. And those, so is some of the great people in wrestling there, those early ages on when he would talk about, you know, the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan and Jesse Ventura, all those guys were around. Those are the guys.
The that really, great history. I'm glad I live in the age of television that brought you Dick Lane live from the Olympic Auditorium, and it was wrestling every Wednesday night. We got a bunch of the guys from our high school Letterman team, and to go down to on a Wednesday night, school night, and we sat there
and
you had to make sure you sat underneath the overhang, otherwise if you sat too close to the ring, the people up there would pee in a cup and dump it down on you.
You don't want that happen.
You don't want that to happen.
I used to sit close when Playboy Buddy Rose was there, and he had the blowaway diet where he would look at himself and he'd go, I just look at myself and I blow away the fat. And then he'd stare out at the audience. Playboy Buddy Rose. You know, that's Vince McMahon organized all those regional teams into one big one.
Really,
and they still
good.
Exist today.
Very, very good.
And we'll miss Mean Gene Okerlund. We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. We call him Sultan. The Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of Hunter, Land's End, Agent X with Sharon Stone, Crisis, and now in the Bumblebee movie as a tough police officer giving a little chase to Bumblebee. I'm talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year to one and all. We were talking about
Mean Gene.
The passing of Mean Gene.
Good guy. We got a little bite here I want to play for you.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, from Mean Gene with Randy Macho Man Savage on one of the backstage interviews, if we can.
It's a day that I'm certain my guest at this time will not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah.
Wait a minute, though, Randy. I've got to ask you very seriously. Do you blame Mr. Jack Tunney, the distinguished president of the World Wrestling Federation, for Ricky Steamboat being the Intercontinental Champion today?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Outside interference, yeah. In my moment of glory.
As a good listen to that for days.
And I tell you something. Mean Gene could elicit the greatest interview.
Yes, he could. He just get him out. Just drag him out. And all the while, if you watch the video of that, Randy Macho Man is talking about being the cream of the crop, and he's got a little cup of cream that you get in the restaurant, and they keep appearing out of his hand like he's some kind of magician.
Yeah. Oh,
good stuff.
It's just so good.
All right, let's talk a little. Take a look back at this last year. You know, we got the playoff games here coming up, and we got the Super Bowl first weekend in February. But good news for the NFL. Television ratings went up 5%. You know, the last couple of years, they've been falling season by season, and the NFL television ratings rose 5% last year, 2018, compared to the 2017 season, compared to the figures that were released by the NFL this last Wednesday. And the 2 years of rating slides had been there for the NFL. Now, so what do you think? Is it good games, or maybe they cut out showing pictures of the players kneeling? Fred Dreyer, your thoughts here.
Well, kneeling was only a representation of the failed politics of the culture as it is applied to sports. In this case, in the NFL, you've got the politic of skin color that is in all sports. It's in basketball. It's in pro football, certainly. We saw it when Kaepernick came out and pressed the buttons for everybody. And it's a funny thing, isn't it, that his personal gripe, complaint, that he was protesting how white police officers are killing black men.
But we didn't talk about that much.
But that was the issue.
That
it was
the
never
issue.
Talked about.
Right.
It was co-opted the politic within the sport got it and said, we're not kneeling for the national anthem. They turned that conversation into a tantrum that was never discussed. There was no autopsy done on this.
So instead of this revolt, what you're saying, instead of discussing the issue that was bothering Colin Kaepernick, that issue was no longer discussed. It became just the controversy of, we got the right to kneel, we're going to kneel if we want to kneel.
Yes, the story of this time frame isn't so much that he doesn't have the right to do something. He certainly does. And if he has a complaint, fine, let's hear it. But the point was, we don't want you to impose your will over the will of the people in the stadium, on television, ownership, and in general, the sports community.
That's the rating slide.
And that's when people got very upset and said, you know, F you, I'm done, I'm turning it off. So what you have now is the league had to calm down. Jerry Jones was even sticking up for the players, and then he went against the players.
Right.
And then he said, no, we got to do it a different way. So the ownership was caught flat-footed by this incident, and they didn't know what to do. And people saw that the league was cowardly in the way they handled things. You know, and by the way, you know, I was one of the people that was screaming, I want to hear Colin Kaepernick discuss his issue.
His issue.
I want to hear what he has to say.
Exactly.
Not necessarily.
And we never did.
Not necessarily during a game,
right.
But I want to hear it after the game is over. ESPN and the league never went to him and said, I want you right now to tell us, we got 15 minutes, tell us what your complaint is. Nobody ever did any type of journalistic duty.
So then I'm thinking the ratings go up. Yes, there were better games this year, but the networks cut out the national anthem and the whole process of kneeling, so the audience didn't see it, and all of a sudden that went out of the way of our eyesight, and we started watching the game to relax and watch the football games.
Exactly.
Your thoughts on that? Email Fred Dreyer, if I can. Fred Dreyer,
yeah,
at crntalk.com. That's the email address. We want to know your thoughts. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
The new year is here, and if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. I got a MyPillow, and I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what a difference a good pillow makes. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and you'll get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. So go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R. I love MyPillow. No neck or backache, so check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code BAR.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Yeah, he played with the New York Giants. Yeah, he played with the Los Angeles Rams. A lot of people don't know. We'll tell the story again one day about a breath of fresh air that he took when he was with the New England Patriots. Didn't get on the field, but that's a good story. And, of course, the acting legend from Hunter and all the other great shows. He's in the new movie Bumblebee. So, Fred, just to round out that, you know, the ratings are up. Again, they're not televising. They're not showing the kneeling on the field. But you're saying the whole thing could have been avoided if the players, in this case Colin Kaepernick, who started out had a gripe, if he would have taken it not on the field with a kneel, but just got together in the press room after the game and got together with ownership or whatever and made his point about what he was upset about. Right?
Look, when this thing unfolded, nobody knew anything until the national anthem started there up there in Santa Clara,
right,
in the 49ers, with the 49ers playing up there.
Yeah.
And then Colin Kaepernick stood back and knelt down. And everybody started to notice it. What's that all about? What's that all about? And if he's not going to stand up, somebody in the 49er organization has to come down and say to him, "What's going on?" He says, "Oh, I'm not standing up." Then leave the sideline. Then go back into the locker room. Get off the field and go into the locker room, and we'll discuss this later. The game is played. Everybody will say, "What happened to Colin Kaepernick? He was supposed to be the starting quarterback, and he didn't play." Well, he has something he wants to tell you, and he's not going to do it on my time or the fans' time or the TV time or the pro football fan time. He's going to do it right now, and I'll stand with him if he wants me to.
As the owner.
As the owner. I'll stand with him, and I'll be in support of his right to have and say whatever it is he wants to say.
Right.
And so when he says it, then you can ask him questions about it.
And it takes it all away from the disrespect of kneeling by the flag. It puts it squarely on the issue that he wanted to talk about.
Well, as his friend and the owner of a team,
right,
that has asked him to be the titular head of the franchise, the quarterback is the guy you want to lead your team.
Right.
I want to help him be clear and articulate his problem.
Gotcha.
I want him to be understood completely. I don't have to agree with it. But my point is that I want to make sure that my friend Colin gets the opportunity to explain himself. And that wasn't done. And in doing so, it made him look bad. It made him not worthy of the role of leader on the team.
Interesting.
It debased who he was as a player and as a man. I don't want that for him. I want him to be able to say, "I got a problem here. I apologize for taking the time here, on the sideline. But here's what I want to say," and have him say it and be able to articulate it. Unfortunately, he has never been able to articulate it.
We haven't heard him talk about
it. No other time in the history of the world do you get an opportunity to stand up in front of a camera somewhere in San Francisco and air your grievance and have it seen by everybody in the world.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, apparently Antonio Brown and Mike Tomlin, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin, said that Antonio Brown was benched this last weekend against Cincinnati. He failed to show up for work Saturday, but he hadn't asked for a trade. And Mike Tomlin said there was a lack of communication between Antonio Brown and the team, and he didn't hide the troubles from the that he had caused, and he asked Mike Tomlin if he thought Antonio Brown had quit on the Steelers, and Tomlin said, you know, you can describe it in whatever ways you want to describe it, and that was the end of the quote. So what's going to happen here?
Well, that's an interesting comment, because here it is again. You've got a football player who has an issue. He's going to throw a tantrum, and then when they ask him about, okay, you know, by the way, you're making $20 million a year. And your team is not doing very well, and they need you, and here you are in the middle of a pennant run, in the middle of a championship run, where all hands are needed on deck, and you decide to behave this way. Could you explain yourself? And he can't do that. So what he does is he comes out and says, I'm upset with the quarterback, and I'm upset that the head coach, Mike Tomlin, is too much sided with Ben Roethlisberger. Like, who should be sided with him?
That's your leader on the field.
Those are the two people that should be in sync.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're the ones that have to decide how to get Antonio Brown the football.
Exactly.
So you've got a guy, here's another guy who's a narcissist who decides that he doesn't know what the hell it is he's talking about, and he's going to put us all through it. He's going to throw a tantrum. And from what I gather from other players, and from other, not necessarily Steelers, but other people around the league, ex-players who know him, say that he's a narcissist, and that he's, a lot of people say, get rid of him. A lot of people just say, trade him, get him out of here. And here's the other thing. You know, the new media, you know, these players like this are kidnapping the team away from coaches, owners, and fans. This is not acceptable. If I'm an owner, if I'm the Rooneys, I tell this guy to shut up or you're fired. And if you don't like it, I'm going to put you on suspension without pay, because this is detrimental to our team. Well, the season's over with now. The Steelers did not make the playoffs. So now what they've got to do is come to grips with what they're going to do and be very succinct about it. Stand up and tell the audience what they're going to do. Sign the guy again, put up with it, or get rid of him. If you don't get rid of him, you don't have a franchise.
Fred Dreyer, everybody. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And thanks to everybody listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211. Brand new this week. Glad to have you as part of the weekend here with us. We got Pam sending you an email at freddreyer@crntalk.com. And she found a great photo of you as Hunter in action. It shows a picture of you. Looks like you're at some kind of marina, and you're running along there on one of the walkways there. And you look like you're in pretty good shape there as Hunter. And
in my right hand?
It looks like you got a gun sitting
there. That's right.
So you,
I'm on the job, buddy.
You're on the job. Now, did you do most of your own stunts, if you could, on a lot of these?
Well, yeah, of course, sure.
Really?
Well, I mean, you can't. It would have looked like it would have been all cut up if you cut away, because you don't want to see Russell Solberg, who was my stunt double.
She mentions that you run like a football player because there you have it. Now, Stevie says, big week of football. Did you have a favorite bowl game? Was there one that jumped out at you that you liked?
Well, I'm going to say that I wasn't crazy about any of the bowls because there was too many of them. But the Pinstripe Bowl seemed to be.
You still have that. Michael says, hi, Fred, big fan, wondering who you have to win on the national champion. And again, you're sticking your neck out as long as I am here with Alabama, right?
Well, it's right now it's Alabama, yeah.
Kevin says, I've been a fan of yours ever since I was old enough to walk. Thanks for the many years of entertainment.
Thank you so much.
All right, now if you want to email Fred Dreyer, just send it to freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer with his Dreyerettes playing in the background. I'm Michael Horn. It is the Sports Lounge. A little baseball news. You know, pitchers and catchers getting ready in February to get out to spring training. And we're still looking at signings, Fred Dreyer. So they're saying, like, the Yankees, they could handle maybe a 10-year deal for the Machados of the world, the Harpers and that kind of thing. You know, and the White Sox, they're saying, well, nope, you know, we're not going to go any more than 7 years on a signing deal if we want to sign somebody up for that. The Phillies are planning on meeting for some big deals. What do you think about these big contracts, Fred? I think they're, you know, the player may play well 1 or 2 years, but 10 years? How can you plan a guy performing well over that span?
Well, you can't. And that's the big fear, is that you'll be good for 3 or 4 of these years. And because you're young, you're 24 years of age. By the time you're 30, you'll have played 5, 6 years of that contract. And that'll be probably be about it. You'll have to eat the last 4 to 5 years, and you won't be able to get rid of them. So my feeling is this. If you're an owner and you really want Manny Machado, let's say, and you're in love with him, then you just say, I'm going to give you a 5-year contract at $40 million a year.
That's a lot of bucks.
That's what I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
But I want the ownership. I want an opt-out at the end of the 3rd year.
So the ownership wants an opt-out.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want an opt-out.
So if you're not performing, I can say, see you
later. I can say to you, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll go 6 years, but I want an opt-out at the end of the 3rd year.
Yeah.
And see if he does it.
He's not going to.
Well, he's not going to do it.
But that's the deal, see?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I want to be able to fire you. I want to be able to get out of the obligation. But I'm going to believe in you to give you $40 million a year.
Would Artie Moreno have liked that on the Angels if he could opt out after 3
Mike
years?
I think Mike Socha would have liked to have looked down the bench and seen a 25-year-old guy with a 5-year contract for $200 million. Or you think he'd like to see a 41-year-old guy who's cutting Artie Moreno's grass on the weekend?
Come on. That's not what he's doing.
It's going to wind up being a personal services contract because he can't play first base. He can't run. His feet are
bad. Look at some of these guys. Alex Rodriguez had problems when he was with the Yankees. CC Sabathia, they had to rework that deal.
How about Teixeira?
Mark Teixeira was spent a lot of time on the DL. AJ Burnett was there. So the Yankees, you know, Robinson Cano, they signed him. They had to get rid of some of the money there, and they all of a sudden you don't have these deals. So
I miss George Steinbrenner. One of the reasons is right now when a bonus baby is collecting money and he's sitting around because his toe hurts, that he would come down into the locker room.
Is that what happens?
Onto the side or the batting cage and wear the guy out.
And you know that because you played in New York when you were with the Giants, right? You
can see that. It's human nature to most people. Whether or not you want to be a you know, the whole thing is, you know, well, we don't want to cause problems. You know, you don't want any negativity. Well, you know what? It's a volatile sport. And sometimes you have to stand up and just simply say, you know what? I paid you an ass load of money. And here you are, you know, doubled over in the dugout because you have a stomachache.
Jonathan LaCroix signed 1 year. It looks like Artie Moreno got smart there as a catcher. Agreed to a 1-year deal with the Angels, $3.35 million. So that's the way to do it. And if they play well, you'd have to spend some more money the next year. But I think it's got to be based more on performance. I know the players don't think that, but that's something you think there. Your thoughts on that?
Look, I go back to Antonio Brown with the Steelers. You know, all of these players are doing their laundry on social media, on the new media, and they've kidnapped their respective sports. They've embarrassed the coaches and the owners and their fans and their teammates. All of this is ridiculous.
Your thoughts on that? Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him. We read the emails here on the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Again, thanks to all of you listening to us on CRNTalk.com and at Sports Byline, Sports USA, and again, all of our good new listeners on SiriusXM Channel 211. Glad to have you with us here. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Earl sends you an email here, Fred, and he says, the 29th annual Sports for Kids benefit auction with over 150 more items at the Ralston Arena, Omaha, Nebraska is coming up on March 2nd. Would you attend this thing and help them out if they need some help there? From Earl, coming up on, I think it's March 2nd. Too soon for you to plan your...
Well, we always wish them the best of luck, and it's anytime you're doing something like that for kids... And you rally an event like that. It's very impressionable on these kids.
Yeah, it's good. Now, Kobe Bryant, we should give congratulations to Kobe and his lovely wife, Vanessa. They're expecting baby number 4, you know, and they've had
Isn't
their ups and their downs.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. And
that's good luck, by the way, you know.
It is?
When you have kids. You know, they've got a 15-year-old, Natalia, and Gianna, 12, and then they drop down to Bianca, 2.
Yep.
So there was 10 years difference now. So there must have been some sort of a conversation in there it said, you know, when I get finished playing sports, you know, I want to spend more time with my kids and stuff. You know, his career consumed Natalia, 15, and Gianna's lifetime so far.
Yeah.
So when you take a look at the age group, he's 40, she's 36. This is her window. This is a great opportunity to have another one, to give Bianca another sister or a brother. It's great luck to have that coming into your family.
So congratulations.
We wish them all the very best.
Joe Maddon and the Cubs, they've lost some everybody lost some coaches, it seems like, this year, and they've got Mike Loretta as their bench coach. He was in the front office of the Padres, so that'll be interesting. And Bob Tewksbury is the team's mental skills coordinator. I didn't know they had such a thing on baseball now.
Well, they have, that means football will now start having a mental expert. I would even say they're going to have someone who can levitate.
All right, we got to get out of here. First show in the books on Sirius XM, Channel 211. Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer? Final thoughts?
I want to wish everybody the best New Year possible.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.